Hi, I'm Steve Cato.
And I'm Nicholas Miller.
And this is The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio, Los Angeles.
California.
You know, Nick, on this show I'd like to think that we take talking really seriously, wouldn't you?
I mean, that's how I see it.
Yeah.
Very seriously.
And I think one of the things about taking talking seriously is that one tends to focus on the idea that talking is meaningful.
Yes, yes. Talking is oftentimes full of meaning.
What I mean to say by that is that there's something in the style, or there's something in the content, quote unquote, of what's being said that is of inherent value. And I think one of the things about talking that we do need to take seriously when we're looking at talking is that it happens all the time. And it happens in all kinds of ways, and it happens for all kinds of reasons. So I guess what I'm saying is that there's all kinds of talking.
Mm-hmm.
There's talking to have your heater replaced. There's talking at the bank. And I bet you've got a few good examples of other kinds of talking. Don't you, Nick?
Yes, I do. People talk to their pets. People talk through the internet. Sometimes the president of the United States talks through a microphone. And sometimes people talk while they are dancing.
And I bet you at home can come up with other conditions for talking that you'd like to share with us on the air. Call the hotline, +45 5224 2122, and let us know what you think.
Yes, I can't encourage our listeners out there enough to please call in and talk to us. We are dying to talk to you. We'd love to talk to you. We'd also love to see you, so come on down to Chinatown, and we can see you and talk to you, and it will be great.
That's right, Nicholas. That's right. One of the things you can do with talking is you can establish a whole intricate microscopic world with no meaning outside of itself. This is, of course, the primitive power of narrative, going all the way back to orally transmitted Homeric epics, for example.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're right on, Steve.
And the internal coherence of a narrative is one of the features of the talking we have tonight. So what we have tonight is Michel Merle discussing the Bach saga. The Bach saga is the product of Ior Bach, who was a Finnish stagehand, lighting technician, person at the Swedish theater in Helsinki.
Mm-hmm.
And from him has generated an entire mythology that seeks to both replace what we know about linguistics, but through so doing, to also replace what we know about the genesis of man on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And woman and creatures. It's a fascinating yarn, and it is consistent within itself, and I would argue maybe also only within language. And so this is the interesting thing about talking. In effect, often talking doesn't have to be for anything more than itself and about itself. This is true of almost any of these extremely Byzantine constructed situations we encounter every day.
Well said, Steve. Well said.
With that in mind, enjoy this specific construction tonight. The Bach Saga. on Kaechung.
On behalf of the Positive Foundation, aloha and welcome. On this, the 21st day of August, 1987, on the island of Maui, I have the great honor to present to you Michel Merle, who will speak to us today of Weinemunen mythology and tell us the Bok family saga. We'll take a short intermission in an hour and a half, 2 hours from now, and then after lunch, break, we will open up our meeting here for questions, answers, and discussion. Much aloha. And Michel, welcome.
Thank you. I will talk today about the Bok saga, and I will take out that part, what we call from the first Bok to the last Bok. I have been doing a similar thing like this on the 3rd of March 1986 in Chapora, Goa, in India, where for the first time on video was presented this Weinemunen mythology. This story has been coming out from 1984, when the last woman of the Bok family, Rhea Bokström, died, after which it became possible for her son to talk about this saga. This saga is completely based on sound, on the sound of the root language, which is a natural language still spoken today in the south of Finland, which is based on 29 sounds, where every sound has a meaning. And it is the sound who is telling this story. It is not so much me who is telling this story. It is the sound who is telling this thing, because every sound has a meaning in this root language. And this whole story is based on sound. The story as it is so far is incomplete, because it is a 20-year saga. So what we'll take out today, having access to the material as it has been laid down in the first 3 years of this story, is actually creating a basis to this whole story. And the main line of this basis we'll take out today. This whole story is coming from Carl Gustav Bokström, who is a very important man in this story. He was born in the year 1816 on the 3rd of March, and last year in this first presentation of this story happened to be his 170 years birthday. He transferred this story to his son Knut Wistur Bokström, and him and his second swan Rhea Bokström transferred this story to Ior, who is the last Bok. This story tells about heathen time, and that is the time before we get the religions that we know about on this planet. And this story says there are only three religions on this planet: the Jewish religion, the Christian religion, and the Muslim religion, who are all based on the same book called the Torah book. All other are not religion, they are mythology. In the mythologies, we talk about powers, we don't talk about God. God is one concept, as has been laid down in this Torah book about 3,300 years ago. So the sound God means one completely different thing according to the sound system. So we'll first talk about the powers on which this story is based. The heathen people had eight powers, and the first power is hell. And hell is the North Pole before the Ice Age. Before the Ice Age, we had a different North Pole than we have today. This whole ball was tropical, Hell was the North Pole, from where this pole was going straight south, and this Earth was turning around and around the Sun in this particular fashion. This pole was tropical. Hell has as a symbol the life wheel. And the life wheel is rolling out from Hell, the North Pole before the Ice Age. The symbol of Hell is swastika. And swastika means the life wheel. Swastika comes from the sound Zwavelstikkan, saltpeter stick, Zwavelstikkan. The life wheel is constructed in the form of what we call a rasti. And a rasti is a cross like we find it in the Swiss flag, consisting of four equal spokes. To use this symbol, the heathen people before Ice Age used one pole tree, or as we call it today, one palm tree. And they took off the crown from this palm tree and they made an iron ring. And from this iron ring they had these four spokes coming out after they put back the crown on top of this tree. And on these four spokes they hang boats. And these boats turn in the wind and make that a life wheel goes round and round. Now in these boats they could also put saltpeter, zwavel. So which make that when you light this zwavel in this boat, this saltpeter, the life wheel is going around with horrible speed. And the people are dancing around this pole. This is the swastika, Zwavelstikkan, the symbol of Hell, the North Pole before Ice Age. The second power is Bok. And Bok is the oldest family on the planet. And this Bok family is representing the sun in this mythology. Bok has as a symbol a straw bok. And this straw bok originates through strålar, coming from the sun, strålar meaning rays. The strålar of the sun make that the seed which is sprouting is turning into straw. And from this straw, when we take one sickle, we take this straw, and from this straw we create one straw bok, which we put under the Christmas tree on the 24th of 12th, the 24th of December. So this is the second power, bok, represented by a straw bok coming from the strålar of the sun. The third power is E, and E is the prick of the bok. E is also totem pole, talking pole, and thinking pole. E has as a symbol the trishul, trishul. Trishul is what you in English would call trident. Trishul consists of two sounds, tri and sul. Tri meaning oak tree, ash tree, palm tree. And sul is the root word for sun, sul. So trishul means the sun tree. And the sun tree on this planet, as a live tree, is one ash tree. Or as we call it in root language, ask. Treded, ask, ask or ash in English. The trishul is one Q or one prick in the middle with two bok horn on the side. And this is the symbol for the E, the third power of the heathen people. The fourth power is Uden. And Uden is a ring. Uden is everything. And Uden is the sun. And according to the heathen people, the sun has always been and the sun will always be. Uden is ever re thing. Ever means always, re means again and again, and thing means nice things we have. Ever re thing is Uden. And Uden is symbolized by one snake who bites himself in his tail, one ring that the heathen people wear in the left ear.
Monitored or recorded. TNT.
Para continuar en español, o prima del uno.
I see you're calling from... Is that the phone number listed on your AT&T account?
Yes!
Thanks. I'll just look that up. All right. Which are you calling about? New AT&T service, the status of an order, an existing UVerse account, or existing DSL service.
The first son of
Bob, or you can say none of those.
Is the maker of
existing
the
Ra's, DSL
the
service.
Race of human being on the planet.
If you have DSL service, but not a phone number, then you should have a 10-digit account number.
Representing
please
moon.
Stay or enter
so
that now.
That moon
you can also
Ra.
Say, I don't know it, or I don't have one.
Ra has two main symbols. Ra is the king. He is the maker of all people on the planet, although he doesn't make any children by himself. Ra has many symbols,
thanks.
Being the king.
Let me check
but
on that.
His two main symbols are the Rus, what we in English call rose, and the horseshoe.
Which of the following are you calling about? Billing, orders, technical
the sixth
support,
power of
or
the Eden
cancellations.
Is tour.
You can also say
and
none
tour
of those.
Tour has three meanings.
Technical
tour
support.
Means tour means the hard friend, and tour also stands for tour's hammer. Tour's hammer.
Before I transfer your call to an agent,
one
I need
hammer,
to know
tour's
is the problem with a Windows
case,
PC or a Macintosh.
Of three parts.
You can also say
we
both.
Have the sharp
I'm not sure.
Side
or
the hammer,
other.
Which we call in
with a Macintosh
of hammeren. The egg
I
of the
think
hammer.
You said Macintosh. Is that correct?
Then yes.
We have the middle part of the hammer from where the shaft is coming
moment,
out,
please,
which we call
while I connect
pulse,
you to someone who can
and
help
then
you.
We have the third part
remember,
of the hammer.
You can also get help or information
of
at
the hammer.
ATT.
So tool's hammer consists
com.
Of three parts.
For quality
egg,
assurance, your call may be monitored
head.
Or recorded.
Now the same head or the same hammer every man finds in his trousers because we have egg, calf, and head. Under this head is one neck. Like we have necken under our head here, we also have necken under this head there. And over this neck is one red rose. And this combination creates what we call one neck rose. Neck roos.
I have an account number, but not a telephone
neck
number.
Neck roos in English language is called lotus. That is the reason why
thank
we find
you.
All power usually sitting on one lotus. Because lotus is
please.
The symbol,
okay.
Neck roos, for the head of the prick from
your
where
your
sperm
is
coming, from where all people are
service.
Born.
It is.
Okay.
This is the sixth
and
power.
And really all I needed done was... my activation date
is
set for Friday, and I was wondering if I could move it up to today, because I received
Frey
my modem in
is the
mail.
First masculine human being
oh,
on the planet.
Are we not a problem
and
with that? So can I just get your first and last name, please?
Nicholas
symbol,
Miller.
Moon Shara,
all right, thank you for that, Mr.
Moon
Miller. Now,
sickle,
I'd like to know, sir, if that modem that you got from AT&T, have you
symbol,
already set it up, sir? Have you already connected
you
that to your computer and to your phone, Jack?
Moon sickle is the symbol
okay.
For
now,
Frey.
Do you already see a green light for DSL?
Power is
I do.
Freya.
Okay.
And
now, for me, just get
the
make and model of that motive,
being on the planet, the first
okay.
Female human being on the planet, a twin sister to Frey.
Where
and
would
she
that
has
be?
As a symbol, a
lura. I may just get, sir, the make
liar,
on the modem that's actually on the modem
she's
itself.
Representing
it's me. A Westel.
Okay, Westo,
so
thank you. Now, sir, so underneath that modem, I need you to flip it over, please. And in between the barcode, what do you see there, like a letter F, like Frank, number 90 or 6100?
I do. I see those numbers.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, I'd like to know, sir, this is just for additional notes. May I know what is the make and, I'm sorry, what is the type of computer that you're using?
It is a Mac computer.
And is your Mac with the latest 10.6 version, the Snow Leopard?
No, it is the Tiger.
Oh, so you have 10.4? Okay. Now, sir, I would just need to know how is the modem connected to your computer? Is that on Ethernet, or is there a router in between?
It's connected to a Linksys Wireless G router.
All right. Now, sir, on your Westel, out of 5 light indicators, how many are lit green?
That are lit, that are not blinking, are power, Ethernet, cell, and internet. And in the activity, light is blinking.
Oh, I see. Okay, actually, sir, that already is a sign that the modem is already detecting a signal. Now, you are correct that your activation date will still be on a Friday, but since the modem is already showing that it has synced, now what we'll do is we'll try to register your account so that you can make up your own user ID and password, okay? So now, Mr. Miller, are you in front of your computer, sir?
Seated directly in front of it, yes.
Okay, now, sir, on your Mac, can you open your Safari, please, or Firefox?
Okay. Is open.
Okay. Now, sir, I would like you please to delete whatever is in the address bar.
Okay, deleted.
And I'd like you, sir, to please enter 192.168.1.254.
And to explain how we are calling human
being in this, and then hit on return or enter, please. Let's see if that loads the modem's interface.
We start with Pilbuge, and Pilbuge means arrow and bow. Pil means arrow, Buge means bow. Pilbuge it seems to be thinking.
Oh, sir, let me check with you that you only entered the numbers, right? You did not put, like, the triple W dot?
I put an HTTP there. That could be a problem.
Oh, that's okay. Not that big deal. So the sound P
means ring. Maybe should I plug the computer directly into the modem and bypass
out? Oh, it would. All right, can we try that then, sir?
One second.
Sure. The unfolding of these numbers. The nature law. Then we have the sound boo. And boo means one nest. One bird is creating one boo to lay its eggs in the springtime. One boo means one nest or one home. And the sound gay means to give. So when we put all this sound. Okay, now Ethernet is blinking. Maybe it's searching or something. We find the meaning backwards. Sir, I would like to know if you still have Safari open right now. Can you try that IP address again? Let us see if that opens the interface of the modem, please.
Oh, I think it's working. It says connection information.
Okay, there you go. Now, sir, on connection information, does it show you there that DSL is up and internet connection is up?
Yes, capital letters.
Okay. All right, now, sir, for the user ID, what does it show you?
ttreg@att.net.
Okay, so for the meantime, sir, we'll keep that username as it is because that is your modem's default username. So we'll just need to proceed to the process of activating and registering the account, okay? So, Mr. Miller, with that page open, can you just delete immediately what you have in the address bar, please, sir?
What I have in the address bar of Safari?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Delete that, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Deleted.
And I'd like you now, sir, to enter there the registration website, and that is attreg.att.net. Organ of the
female, and U is one ring. Okay. Proceed, click continue button, or cancel.
Okay, click and continue, please.
Okay, I'm continuing. Mm-hmm. Okay, now with my account number, I'll just give it that 10-digit number that I gave you earlier.
Correct.
Okay, I'm submitting it. Oh goodness, now it wants a lot of information.
Okay, so this is for you, sir, to activate your DSL service now. So I'd like you to fill out all the required information, and please let me know if you have questions.
Okay, you want me to stay on the phone while I do this?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
I need to make sure that we can get this working after the call.
Okay, here we go. give me just one moment. Miller. AT&T member ID, I do not know what that is.
Sir, this is for you to make up your own ID. You will just need to make up any ID that you'd like, and automatically it will have member domain of AT&T.net.
Okay. Oh, it's saying that my password strength is only fair. Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. I think my password's pretty good. Wouldn't call it fair. Offline account password. I just pick something?
yes, sir. For the passcode, you will just need to make up any four number combination for that.
Oh, goodness. Favorite singer. Okay. I'm going to pick the favorite singer one.
Okay.
I need two questions. Oh my goodness. This is my favorite film. Okay. Oh no, it has to know my gender. That's kind of weird. Okay. Got it. Male. Okay. Check information.
Okay. So on this page, I would like to know if you see there a network password.
I already pressed continue, and now it says AT&T powered by Yahoo.
Oh, I see. Okay, sir, I would just need you now to, do you still see there next or continue?
Okay, I'm going to press next.
Okay.
Okay, there's a person and there's a word bubble that says congratulations.
Okay, so for to confirm, let me just check your account in here to know if everything is already activated and registered, okay? And while I do this, sir, I would need you to go back to the modem's interface. That way we can manually update the settings of your connection.
Okay.
So with this page open again, can you just re-enter at the address bar 192.168.1.254, please?
Okay. Connection information.
Okay, there you go now. On connection information, sir, on top of this, do you see the option there to disconnect?
See that.
Okay, click on disconnect, please.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Modem access code, okay.
Okay, so that will be the numbers at the bottom of your Westel.
Oh, okay. Let's see. It's the thing that says Mac.
Uh-huh. Oh, so are you at the login page right now?
When I clicked disconnect, it took me to a page that says access code required.
Okay, sir, can you enter again, please, the modem access code, the 10 numbers off from the bottom of the Westel?
Sorry, this is hard to see.
Service.
Oh, it's saying the code is not correct. Oh, I see. I was entering the wrong code.
Okay.
Perfect. It worked.
Okay. So, sir, are you already now at the login page?
Okay, it says disconnecting. There's like 100 periods.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and now I'm at the login page.
Okay, now, sir, on the login, instead of that ATTREG, I'd like you now to use the AT&T email address that you just created for your account.
Okay, and the password I used, that was fair?
Oh, sure, for the password, by the way, the DSL password to use for the connection is an AT&T provided password. Now, let me just provide you that information.
Okay?
Sure. Now, because actually, sir, the password you created is intended only for the password of that email address.
Okay.
For the internet, this is an AT&T provided one. So before I release that info, I'd like to ask, sir, who is your favorite singer?
Robert Ashley.
All right, thank you. Now, so I would recommend you write this down, please, and have a note of this internet password for future reference.
It's something to write with.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, your password, sir, will be computer-generated, so it's lowercase y like Yankee, lowercase a like Adam, lowercase q like Queen, and the number is 723.
Jack, 723?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, Jack, 723. Connect.
Yes, please.
Connection in progress.
Okay, we'll wait for that.
Okay. You are connected. Congratulations, is what it says.
Okay, so right now, Mr. Miller, why don't you try that, sir? Can you close this page, open a new browser window, and let me know if you can now go online and load your home page.
Okay, let's see here. Redirecting to AT&T High-Speed Internet Help Site.
Oh, I see. Actually, sir, the redirecting page has something to do with perhaps an incorrect username or internet password. Now, can we just go back? I'd like you, sir, to again delete what's in the address bar, please.
Deleted.
And kindly re-enter 192.168.1.254.
Okay.
Okay. Are you at the login page now?
I am.
Okay. So on the login, does it show you that your user ID is lowercase Nicholas G. Miller at att.net?
Oh, yes, but that's what it says.
Oh, I see. Okay, so sir, do you still see there the option for disconnect?
Okay, you want me to disconnect again?
Yes, sir, so that you can make the corrections on your username.
Modem access code again. Okay, it's disconnecting.
Okay.
And now I'm at a login page.
Okay, so, sir, can, because actually both username and password are case sensitive, So can you please enter your username or the ID in lowercase without any space? That was Nicholas G. Miller at ATP.net.
And is it still Yak 7723?
Yes, YAQ723.
Okay. A connection in progress.
Okay, we'll wait for that again.
Are connected, congratulations. What it says.
Okay, so, sir, can you just try again to browse the internet, please?
Yeah, I'm attempting to browse. It worked!
Okay, there you go. So, sir, if you now have your homepage, I just need you to confirm that you really got your connection working now. So, can you just go online to and try maybe two more websites? And let me know if you can.
Let's see here. Amazon.com. That worked great.
Okay, can you just try one more, please?
Okay, I'm going to Netflix. Right, or It worked perfectly.
All right. So actually, sir, as a confirmation, your account is ready now, and this is already pretty much active and registered.
Excellent.
So you don't need to wait for Friday.
Awesome. Surf the World Wide Web immediately.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're most welcome. All right, so not a problem at all, Mr. Miller, but do you have any products and services of AT&T, sir, that I still could help you?
No, you've been fantastically helpful.
Oh, not a problem, sir. And also, Mr. Miller, for the call, my goal was to make sure that you were very satisfied. So you may be receiving a survey on the primary email account. I hope you could fill it out so I can let my manager know if I may be very satisfied with the service I delivered for you today.
Glowing review.
Thank you, sir. So anything else for now, Mr. Miller?
No.
All right, sir. Have a pleasant afternoon ahead. Thank you for choosing AT&T, and we value your business, sir. Okay, you're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Transferring to his twin sister Freya so they can communicate. I want to go into this Esper Ma. The sound S means Sul, and Sul means same like sun. Frey, he becomes the first Per, which is one title I will explain later on. We are all son and daughter of Per, so we are all person, person. In the dictionary, they have been forgetting about the Per daughter. He is the first Per, and he is representing the sun on the Ma. So he is the first one to have S, Per, Ma, from where all people are born. Everybody is born from sperm. So, if Frey was the first one to have sperm, that means that he must be the ancestor to all the people on the planet. Now he is in a very particular position, this guy, because being the first one to have this sperm, he has to take care of it. When, because something goes wrong with his sperm, we'll die out in no time. That means that we are not fit to live in this beautiful nature, so we are not in harmony with this system, and that means that we disappear. When something goes wrong with the sperm, we will die out. So in order to make something according to nature and according to sound with this system, this Frey and Freya are starting something what we call one breeding system. In order to get more people on the planet, Frey and Freya make one system where Frey and Freya are creating 12 sons and 7 daughters, or actually more than 12 sons
and seven daughter. But the 12 and 7 is very important in this story, so I'll be mainly talking about this 12 and 7, but always remind in the brain that they can have more than 12 or 7. More than 12 son or more than 7 daughter. They make 12 son and 7 daughter. The first son is called Ra. He is the maker of the Ras, the race of human being on the planet, and Ra is the representing the moon. He is called Ku Ring As. Ku means moon, Ring means Uden, and As means Aser. Ku Ring As is Ra, the first son of Bok. And the first daughter, she is called Maya. Maya, and she is the queen, the first of Maya, the Maya Drottning, the May Queen. She is Maya, the queen to all people on the planet. And also she representing moon. Ra and Maya representing moon. And the 12th son, he is again called Bok. And when the 12th son, Bok, becomes 27 years old, he is going together with one, what we call swan, swan. So Freya, she was actually the first swan. Swan consists of two sounds, S and Van, one. Bok representing the sun, so she is the swan, the swan. She is the one with the sun, giving life to 12 son and 7 daughter or more. From the most beauty and healthy is coming this 12 son and 7 daughter. And from her again, the first son being Ra, the first daughter being Maya, the 12th son being again Bok, when he becomes 27 years old, again he goes together with one swan, and from her again come 12 and 7. So in this way, this family can perpetuate itself. Now in this way, they don't get so many people on the planet. So this is a pretty boring thing, so they start to do something about that. So from the first Frey and Freya, we get 12 son and more than 7 daughter. So let's say now the 8th one becomes the new swan when the 12th son become 27 years old. Yeah? So now there is still the 9th, the 10th and the 11th. I don't know how many they had at this moment. But this 9th, 10th and 11th, for example, they will become Disa. Disa. And Disa means stem mother. And now Bok not only makes pregnant swan in order to get his 12 and 7, he is also becoming the father to the children coming out of Disa. And from Disa, which is the second Et of people, we are talking about Et of people. Et means family. And one Et we find in the tree. One tree consists of root, stam, and Et. And over the Et come the crown of the tree. So the Et are actually the branches of the tree. Now this first Et, this Bok family, is called Piru Et. P means ring, and Ru means when you have peace inside you. So Piru Et means the peace circle family. P meaning ring, Ru meaning peace, peace circle Et. Pirouette. And pirouette is one thing what we still make in the ballet today, turning around with big speed. Now from Bok and Disa is coming the second Et of people on the planet, called Rus Et. And Rus is the symbol of Ra, the rose. So Rus Et, Rusette, is one thing what you still make in your shoe or under your neck when you are going for a party. Ruset are the children of Bok through Disorna. From Disa come four possibilities. Either it's a boy or it's a girl. If it's a boy and he is good to be one father, he becomes one Ra-bi. Ra is the king, the maker of the Ras, and one bi is one black and yellow animal that goes out in the breeding system of flower. Bzz, 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 from flower to flower to flower. So one Rabi is one guy who is going out from Udenma to create the tribes of Vaner. If he is not good to be one rabbi or to be one father, he is called one nar. And one nar is what you in English called one jester, one joker. Yeah, this guy with his funny hat on. Nar consists of three sounds, R-A-N, N-A-R, the other way around, R-A-N, Ra, and the sound N meaning knowledge. So, Ra's knowledge. He is giving out the knowledge from the king, the Nar. If he is not good, so we have the Rabi and the Nar. If it's a girl and she is good to be a mother, she will be a Disa in the future, from where again is coming Rabi, Nar, Disa, or when she is not good to be a mother, she will be one Sienare. Sienare. Si means you see, and Enare means you unite. So she is one Sienare, one woman who looks in the crystal ball and makes us true logic. The belief of Aser in logic, which is basically one system by which he keep track of the people born on the planet. It has to do with the bureaucracy. And of course, sun, moon, star system. This is the second Et. Piruet and Ruset. These people are Aser who live in Udenma, who speak root language, this natural language which came from Frey, from when he was 7 years old, which he transferred to his twin sister, Freya. I will first take out the sounds of this root language. These 29 sounds, of these 29 sounds, 23 are going in one ring, and outside of this ring we have 6 more sounds. So I will first start with the sounds in this ring. We start the alphabet with E, and E is the prick of this book. The second sound is A, and A means Aser, the people who live in Udenma, the North Pole before the Ice Age, who speak root language. B means Bori or Kastel. Bori or Kastel. One kas is one rock in the nature, and when you tell from the kas, you put one building on top, so you get one kastel. The sound say, say means moonshara, moon sickle, which is this phallus symbol relating to this fray, but say also means you see. That's why in English we pronounce it C, A, B, C. Day means dog or day, nice day, today. A means ache, and ache means oak tree. All people outside of the Bok family belonging to oak tree. F means frö, frey or freya. Frö means the seed from where all life is coming. G means grund, ground, the ground we sit on. Ho means home or hell. Hell is our home because that is where we originate from. E is repetited in this sound system. We have two E in the story. So we have E at the first place and we have E at the tenth place in the sound system. And E make 11. Yi means Jarler. Jarler are one class of people of the Vaner who go out, the highest class of the Van people. Ko means Karler, the second class of people. El means Lak, law, logik, logic, lucky. In Van language. M means Mone, the moon. N means Noordstjernan. And Noordstjernan means the North Star, the Pole Star. And N also stands for knowledge, because the sound knowledge starts with N, Nol and Edge. So when you take the edge on one knoll, on one ring, you open it up and it starts to happen all kind of thing, knowledge. You can write knowledge or snowledge or whatever you write there, but the sound knowledge starts with N. U means Uden, ring. P means pole, the pole, north pole, south pole. Q means quadrat, and quadrat is the symbol for mathematics. When you have Uden, one ring, and you put pole in the center, you get two-dimensionally Q. When we put the whole thing in sunlight, you see that the shadow will create Q. So U, Uden, and the pole create Q. Q, the symbol for mathematics. R means Ra, and Ra means the first son of Bok, Ra means also moon. S means Sulen, Sulen, and Sulen means the sun. Su means mouth, and Len means smile. So Sulen means smiling mouth. Big magic on the planet, every child who is making a sun is drawing it with one smiling mouth. T means Tur, the heart friend, and Tur's hammer. U means Ursprung, this horseshoe, U, Ursprung, meaning origin, and everything is coming out of one Ursprung. W means Waner, and Waner are the people who live outside of Udenma, who speak Wan language, which is based on the 29 sound of root. So we start the alphabet with A, Aser, and we finish with W, Waner, and in between is I, W, I, A, Vaya, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, I, K, L, M, N, U, P, Q, R, S, T, U, B, I, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, I, K, L, M, N, U, P, Q, R, S, T, U, B, I, A. So they go round. Outside of this ring are six more sounds. X, U, Z, O, A, E.
Please listen carefully, as some of our options have changed. For sales and orders, press 1. For technical support, press 2. For all other inquiries such as U-verse, high-speed internet, one moment please, while we connect you to the next available Connect Tech support specialist. In an ongoing effort to improve the quality of our service, your call may be monitored or recorded. Thank you for selecting the AT&T Remote Services Tech Support Line. Please enter your registered 10-digit telephone number using your telephone keypad. One moment, please, while we connect you to the next available Connect Tech support specialist. In an ongoing effort to improve the quality of our service, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Thank you for AT&T Connect Tech remote service. My name is Reg, and how can I assist you today?
Yes, I just started an AT&T DSL account, and the is working fine. I'm having trouble getting it to run through my Linksys router. I was wondering if you guys were able to help me with that sort of thing.
Okay, thank you. May I have the brand name of your router?
It is Linksys.
I'm sorry.
WRT54GS.
Thank you. Is this a brand new router?
No, it's used.
Okay. And have you already set this up, you know, in what stage you are in right now?
I've set it up through other networks, but not this particular one.
Oh, okay. Do you have the modem from AT&T, right?
Yes, I do.
What is the brand name of your equipment?
It's Westel.
All right. Please check the DSL light, sir. Is it solid green light?
It is a solid green light, yes.
Okay. First, let me just open your account here. May I have your billing telephone number or maybe have account number, sir?
Okay. My account number.
Thank you. And may I have also the number where I can call you back? Okay, let me just start to open this one for you, sir. By the way, what we can do here while doing this for you is to remotely access one of your computer. And after that, we're going to take control of this and do the router configuration. Basically, we just need to synchronize the settings of your equipment in our equipment so the flow of the connection will be properly established, okay?
Okay, so what should I connect the modem to my computer then?
You don't need to do anything, sir. Once we take control of your computer, we'll do the rest for you.
Okay, but then doesn't my computer need to be connected to the modem?
No, sir. Usually we ask you to connect the router first so we can change some settings. And after that, we need you to connect your modem to your router and router to be your wireless connection.
Okay. Right now, the modem is connected to the router.
Okay. Sir, as I open your account, is your name is Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Nicholas Miller. And you're calling from Texas?
I am.
Okay. By the way, sir, just to set the expectation first before anything else, this issue is already within the equipment, with your Linksys. As you mentioned, there's nothing wrong with our service, right?
Correct.
Once you connect this modem to your computer directly, you can establish the connection.
Correct.
So that when you just, you know, add the router between the lines, that is the issue that you're having.
Correct.
My
laptop connects wirelessly to the router, but I'm not able to use the internet.
Okay, how about the other computer, sir?
When I connect the modem to the computer, I am able to use the internet.
Okay.
So I think the problem is with the router settings, or maybe it's communication with the modem.
Yes, sir, that is correct. By the way, since the router is not from AT&T, of course, this is not part of your free technical support from AT&T, sir. So we have your options for the service fees that we have here.
Okay, so to continue talking to you, I need to pay a fee?
No, sir. For me, we're just here to diagnose the problem and provide you the options to resolve it by yourself. But that's the only help that we can get here because we don't have a software to remotely access and do the job for you.
Okay.
So for the options that you may get here so we can get started, we have your AT&T Support Plus. This will take care of your 4 computers and any third-party devices, like printers, scanners, your router. This is for $15. So this $15 will take care of any issue, even if it's a virus issue. So that is for $15 for a monthly fee for 12 months. And option number 2, sir, is just a one-time fee. The one-time fee, sir, just to resolve this issue with 5 days warranty is $49. So that is your 2 options to get this done for you.
Okay. Well, I think I would prefer to work a little bit longer on it myself and see if I can work it out.
Okay, so that means the $15, right? It's 1-5, sir.
Oh, no, that means I'll try and sort it out on my own first, and then I'll give you guys a
call. Okay, no problem. Just in case you decided to, get help with our department, we're open 24/7, Mr. Miller, and that is 1-866-294-3464.
Okay, great.
Okay. No problem. Is there anything else maybe I can help you with, Mr. Miller?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you for calling AT&T, sir, and have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Well, he really tells it like it is, huh?
Yeah, he did. And he was sounding really great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really great.
Mm-hmm.
But to be perfectly frank, I had suspicions the entire time that the internet was never really gonna get hooked up.
Is that really what you think, Nicholas?
I mean, of course it's what I think. Sometimes it's hard to communicate about these things. There's a linguistic barrier, if you will.
Anyway, just to warn our listeners, next week will be our last week of the summer. The talking show is going to go on summer break. K-Chung will play, of course, repeat broadcasts while we are on vacation. And things will go on pretty much as normal, except that Nicholas and I will be in Ibiza.
That's correct. And since we're on vacation, we're going to try to preserve our vocal cords and talk as little as possible.
Take care. Have a good night. Goodbye.